The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
We're going to be joined now by Conor McGuinness, Sinn Féin TD for Waterford and party spokesperson on rural affairs, community development and on Gaeltacht. Conor, good evening to you. You were obviously invited into this. Your view on getting rid or otherwise of the tricolour?
Well, the tricolour is the flag of Ireland. It's our national flag. And I think Shane is right. 1848 in Waterford City, my own constituency. We celebrated the anniversary just at the start of this month. But it has a really profound meaning. It's about unity. It's about fellowship. It's about all of us from all parts of this country, from all backgrounds, from all heritages, standing together, being one country. And I think what more potent symbol and emblem could we have for a united Ireland than the tricolour, marrying the green and the orange traditions, symbolic of all the many traditions that make up Ireland.
I'm sure,
but with white as for unity and peace and understanding.
I'm sure most of us know what it means. It's the orange tradition and the green tradition with the peace in the middle. But that's not how the unionists would see it. They would see it as that is the nationalists' flag, and they would see the Union Jack as their flag, and they see the tricolour as other than them. And is it really worth, if we wanted a united Ireland, I presume we would like a peaceful transition to united Ireland. We would like a united Ireland that was formed on the back of consensus. And, you know, we were just saying off the back of that text that said, oh, who cares what they think, really, they'd be a minority. That's how the nationalists were treated in the north. And that was what led to civil rights marches and ultimately the Troubles and all of that. Because people do not want to be feeling like they are viewed as second-class citizens in their own country. And that's what happened in the north. And it would happen again in the north if we don't pay some heed to unionist concerns. Is that an unfair point to make?
That's a very legitimate point. And I think it's really important that we discuss this openly. We should be having these discussions about Irish unity. It is really important that all people with many perspectives, because there's lots of perspectives on this, and they come from unexpected places. There are many people in the south, many people of nationalist background who would make the same argument that you've made. There's many people from a unionist background.
I'm making it kind of grudgingly, to be honest. I don't particularly want to get rid of the tricolour. But my point on it is that I do believe that we may have to make certain concessions if we want, as I say, a peaceful transition to united Ireland.
And there are many people from a unionist perspective who see the tricolour for what it is and get the symbolism behind it. And the point I'm making is that there are as many opinions and perspectives on this as there are people on this island. And it's really important that everybody is listened to, that we do engage in a process of discussion. And the flag isn't the only thing that needs to be discussed here, although it is very important and people feel very strongly about their emblems. And we look at, I know, Shane, you're a Bow supporter, and if somebody were to ask you to change the logo, to change the colours there, to maybe have a shamrock and some green hoops, would that be acceptable to you? And I imagine it wouldn't be.
No, absolutely not.
I imagine absolutely not. So we need to have these real discussions where people are listened to. Ultimately, we have to arrive at a position. There has to be a flag for United Ireland, but we need to get to the point of a United Ireland first. And I think that is where the focus really needs to be for all of us here. And that means listening to people. That means taking on board other people's views. But it means not having an absolute starting position of no tricolour.
Conor, I put this up earlier on social media. You can just see it. I said, as an acceptable compromise, I said, Would, and basically I turned a Union Jack into green and orange. I changed the green for the blue and I changed the orange for the red. And the results are in, because I put up a poll saying, and 80% of people were either no or no effing way. That was, and there was 10% said yes and 10% said maybe. So this is a hard sell to get rid of this. But, and by the way, I don't particularly want to do it either. But don't we need to have a kind of a grown-up conversation about what maybe post-unity would look like? Because I don't see that it's just going to be, well, we're going to take away the border and all the unionists who live north of it, even if they are in a minority, will suddenly be happy just to wave tricolours or happy just to be Irish. There's going to have to be bringing people with us if we want to do it right, I would imagine.
Absolutely. I think that is exactly my position, and I think it's the position of most right-thinking people when they're talking about this issue. Irish unity is more than emblems. It is about the kind of state we want in this island, the kind of society we want to develop on this island. It's about undoing the damage of partition and ensuring that everybody's voice is heard and every community on this island can feel at home on this island. So that's really important. And I mean, I suppose the flag is one that always hits a nerve, and it's really great for radio shows. It's really great for newspaper columns. I had the piece in the Irish Times yesterday, but it is only one element of the wider conversation that needs to be happening. And I would say that the Irish government have a role here, and they haven't taken up that role, and I wish they would. And that's leading this discussion. So we don't get stopped on the issues of flags and anthems alone, that we can really talk about the kind of health service, the kind of economy we can build here, the kind of economic development and opportunities that we can have, because people care about those
that.
As well.
I do see that, and I do, and I know you don't want to get rid of the tricolour, but other countries like South Africa, whatever, after apartheid, they didn't feel the old flag represented the new South Africa, so they did, you know. I know 1848 is a long time ago, but it's only time. Like, there was something else. Was it the green with the harp on it? Was we had before that, or were we just under the Union Jack? We were under the Union Jack, but we would have had our own flag the same way that Scotland has the saltire and whatever. Are you saying, just before we finish, absolutely no, under no circumstances, that what we should be actually doing is selling to the unionists the meaning of the tricolour rather than getting rid of it?
Well, what I always say is that the orange, the third portion of our national flag, the orange, is not simply decorative. It's not just there to make up the numbers. It's a promise of inclusion. And I think there's what our task has to be is to build the nation, to build the state, to build the United Ireland that is worthy of the tricolour and of its message. And I think that's the message I would be bringing to the debate. But there are so many other things to talk about when it comes to Irish unity than just the flag and just emblems. But it's an important one, and it really means an awful lot to people on both sides of the debate. But long may the discussion and long may the debate continue, and long may it be respectful.
Conor, thank you for joining us. I do appreciate it. That is Conor D. McGuinness there, Sinn Féin TD for Waterford.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.